Get off! What's your...
Let him go! I'll hit you with this stick!
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you like that. Aaron, you really gotta work on your form, man.
Huh?
Gotta admit, I'm a little disappointed you let me sneak up on you like that. Guess you were distracted by this cute babe.
Cute?
I don't blame you. I take that back, actually. I do blame you for not giving me a big ol' hug.
What?
What's with the look on your face? Don't tell me you don't remember me. You don't remember me, do you?
Are you a friend of Aaron?
Well, not anymore, seeing as he doesn't remember me. And frankly, I don't blame you. It's been forever.
Who are you?
Come on, Xavier. Oh, that cuts me right to the quick, Aaron. Remember? I was the little kid you used to play with back in the day. Though I had braces back then. Oh, but come on, you gotta remember me. We played at the park together almost all the time. Our parents scheduled playdates and stuff.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I guess time got the best of you. Come on, we were childhood friends, dude.
Wait, really?
Sorry, but that doesn't ring any bells.
Don't make me pull out the pictures.
Wait, if you're his friend from childhood, why were you so mean with your tackle?
Because Aaron and I would roughhouse back in the day. I thought it would be a fun way to introduce myself, but I guess I tackled him too hard.
Maybe.
How's Alexander doing these days?
He ran away a long time ago.
Oh shoot. That's a bummer. I'm sorry to hear that, man. You know what? I'm sorry. It was rude of me to interrupt you guys like that. I just thought it would be fun, you know? Well, hey, I got a class to go to, so I'm a head out. But if you remember me, don't be a stranger, okay? I'd love to catch up sometime. See ya.
That was a friend of yours?
I don't know. I don't remember him.
He seemed to know a lot about you.
He did. And now that I think about it, I think I do remember him.
You know, even I don't remember far back to my childhood. So it's possible you did know him, but he's grown so much you don't recognize him.
That is a possibility. I think the whole thing just caught me off guard.
Yeah, the tackle was a bit much, but he seemed nice.
Yeah. So, what were you saying before?
Oh, nothing. Never mind. I do think we need to finish up our drafts, though. It's getting pretty late.
All right. Hello?
Password!
But the door is...
I still need the password.
I forgot it.
Then make one up!
Gareth is a dummy, 1, 2, 3?
Good enough. You may come in.
Okay, I can explain about the door.
Ah, It's okay. I'm just a little shocked that it happened. And also, we have to pay a lot of money in order to get it fixed again.
Oh, no! I am so sorry! I didn't mean... Gareth really is a dummy, isn't he?
It's fine, Gareth. I remember what you told me yesterday, and believe me, I still believe what you're telling me about your strength.
Really?
Yep. Oh, but even so, Tara wanted me to give this to you. It's a note from her.
A note?
Dear Gargith.
Hey, she spelled my name wrong.
I didn't read it before I gave it to you. That would have been rude.
Point taken.
I am not very happy with you breaking down our door. Just so you know, the repair for the damage came to $500 out of mine and Abmel's pocket. I would appreciate some reimbursement. That, or you can take me out on a date. Whichever one works for you. Tara.
Is your roommate crazy?
I mean, she can be. What did she write?
She said she wanted me to reimburse you guys for the damages, which I have no problem with at all.
What else did she say?
She said if I go on a date with her, she won't charge me.
She what? Wow, she's trying to shortchange me. So much for sisters before misters.
Huh?
Nothing.
I promise I'll pay you two back. I still can't believe I did this.
I was just as surprised as you were, to be honest. The door just shattered.
Has anyone left any letters since the door has been gone?
It's only been a few hours, and I don't think anyone would dare try that during the day.
You know, I was thinking, maybe I could teach you a thing or two about fighting.
What?
Think about it. If you were able to punch that guy who was harassing you square in the nose, then he would have left you alone.
Gareth, I know how to punch someone. I just don't think I needed...
Come on, let me know you.
Gareth, I don't think this is something I should be...
Come on, come here.
What are you doing?
Punch me.
What?
Self-defense. It's important. Now, come on, punch me.
I'm not gonna do that.
What if I talk bad about your mama?
I think you'd be in the hospital, and not from me, but I'm sure she's got like a sixth sense about who's talking smack about her.
Okay, I'm scared. Alright then. Your face is stupid.
Huh?
Yeah. Your face is so dumb, it's contagious and your mama got the dumb from you. And you're ugly.
I mean, maybe.
No, I didn't mean that. Look, I'm just trying to get you to punch me so I can help you learn self-defense.
Isn't there a better way to do that without ripping apart what little self-confidence I have left?
Maybe there is a better way. But I'm not a professional, so I don't know it.
It's very kind that you're thinking of me, Gareth, but I don't think that violence is the answer.
Yeah, you're right. But hey, you can at least punch that pillow.
Nah, I've been using my pillow to scream in when I'm upset about something.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, lucky pillow.
What?
Nothing. Does screaming into something help?
Yeah, sometimes. Wanna try it?
You know what? Sure.
Go scream a problem into it.
I hate that I'm strong and I can't control it! Whoa, I do feel better.
See?
Can I do that again?
Have at it, bud.
I hate Hot Pockets, but that's all I want to eat and I'm going to lose my figure at this rate!
Gareth, your figure is fine!
I hate being so hot!
Odd. There are usually agents out around this time.
Aaron?
Dad?
Where were you at, Aaron?
I was out doing a group project with my partner.
Partner? A girl, by chance?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Why is that any of your business?
Because your life is my business, Aaron.
I don't see how it is your business.
Well, that's pretty easy. I'm your father.
Okay, so?
I'm sure you know by now that your credit card is canceled, right?
What?
I had gotten back a statement from your card. You've been spending a lot of money on things, Aaron. What kind of things have you been spending money on, Aaron?
Food? Coffee?
$300, all on food and coffee?
Yeah.
Just for you?
I would appreciate it if you left, Dad.
Aaron, lying to your father isn't in your best interest.
Maybe if I had a good father, I wouldn't be lying.
Watch your mouth.
I'm serious! You treat me like a prisoner! I'm a grown man who—
Was born with a curse. You're not like any other child out there, Aaron. And as your father, I'm trying to take responsibility for that.
Get out!
Keep talking like that, and you can consider your college tuition cut off.
What?
You heard me.
That's not fair!
It's a deal. Sending you to college wasn't an option originally for us, but we can easily take it away.
Whew. Tough life you got, bud.
Huh?
It would be best to listen to your old man.
You!
Xavier here tells me he saw you with a girl earlier. Tell me, Xavier, did this girl have black hair by chance?
No, sir, she was bleach blonde.
Perfect.
Wait, who is this guy?
His name is Xavier. He's an agent of mine.
Ugh.
Yep, newly hired. And it looks like we're going to be best friends, bud.
So that story from before.
All fake. Gotta make sure I don't blow my cover, you know.
Xavier will be here to monitor you. He'll be making sure you don't accidentally kill someone. Keep in mind what I said about your tuition.
Can't wait to meet your friends, bud. If you have any, I'll find out. I'll be watching you. Oh, and before I forget, here. You should be wearing this. You know, be yourself. See you around, pal.
This just can't. Everything was starting to look up. One more time.